Chapter 48, The Work That Requires Our Thought.
Wrongs cannot be righted, nor can reformations in character be made by a few feeble intermittent efforts. Sanctification is the work not of a day or of a year, but of a lifetime. The struggle for conquest over self, for holiness and heaven, is a lifelong struggle. Without continual effort and constant activity, there can be no advancement in the divine life, no attainment of the victor's crown. The strongest evidence of man's fall from a higher state is the fact that it costs so much to return. The way of return can be gained only by hard fighting, inch by inch, every hour. By a momentary act of will, one may place himself in the power of evil, but it requires more than a momentary act of will to break these fetters and attain to a higher, holier life. The purpose may be formed, the work begun, but its accomplishment will require toil, time and perseverance, patience and sacrifice. Beset with temptations without number, we must resist firmly or be conquered. Should we come to the close of life with our work undone, it would be an eternal loss. Paul's sanctification was the result of a constant conflict with self. He said, "I die daily," see 1 Corinthians 15:31. His will and his desires every day conflicted with duty and the will of God. Instead of following inclination, he did God's will, however crucifying to his own nature. God leads his people on, step by step. The Christian life is a battle and a march. In this warfare, there is no release. The effort must be continuous and persevering. It is by unceasing endeavor that we maintain the victory over the temptations of Satan. Christian integrity must be sought with resistless energy and maintained with a resolute fixedness of purpose. No one will be borne upward without stern, persevering effort in his own behalf. All must engage in this warfare for themselves. Individually, we are responsible for the issue of the struggle. Through Noah, Job, and Daniel were in the land. They could deliver neither son nor daughter by their righteousness.